AircheckDownloads.com.
Throughout the West Midlands, this is Saga 105.7 FM with national, international and regional news.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm John Hawkins. Two men have been killed and a boy critically injured.
Learn how to get more from your phone. Call 343 or visit your nearest Orange Stockist for a free trial. Terms and conditions apply.
Saga 105.7 FM.
It's the Les Ross Breakfast Show with Virgin Trains. A new beginning.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Go and play somewhere else, for goodness sake. The Birds with the Bob Dylan song. 10 past 7, Saga 105.7 FM. Hello, Sue Mullen. I've finally done it. At more or less the right time. I've been trying for days now, ever since I met Sue at the checkout at Safeways in Sheldon, Birmingham. I said, what time do you listen to it? Oh, just after 7 will do. That was, Monday. And I think on Tuesday morning I managed a 9 o'clock mention. Yesterday morning I managed an 8.15 mention. I've finally worked my way backwards. Yeah, I think we're about right. Sue Mullen, all right, she'll have switched off in disgust years ago. Although, what is there to go to? Like me, I had to twiddle around the dial this morning, I heard the others. Has Radio 2 completely lost its marbles? God, dear me. You know, I mean, I never thought I'd grow old enough to say, what is all that rubbish music? Because, I, you know, it's an ageing thing, I know, you know, but new music is by and large made for younger people. I understand that, it always is. And we all have our time, don't we, when we identify with the music. But honestly, I have to say, some of today's music, it is rubbish, isn't it? Come on, oh no. It's all right, we're filtering it out here. 7:10 it is. Anyway, you're welcome to us if you've just arrived, if you're a defector from somewhere else, if you just couldn't take it. I understand. I understand. I know how you feel. There, there. Lie down on our saga couch. Shove off, because I want to rest as well. Sounds a good idea, that, isn't it, eh?
I like the idea of a saga. Can we have one in the studio, do you?
No, it's not for staff. Oh. For customers. Okay?
But we need one in the studio.
This is true. Okie dokie. Oh, take the weight off our brains.
Have you looked in the closet out there?
Yeah, the closet.
You've seen some of the presenters.
There are a lot of people in closets at radio stations. It's fully enough. Righto. 12 minutes past 7. This is taking its time, isn't it? By the way, I've seen Trigger stuffed.
I beg your pardon? What, you mean actually in the physical...
No, not the actual process. Oh. It had already been done, but I've seen Trigger, stuffed.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You need the comma on the radio.
You do need the comma on the radio. I even drew it in there.
Yes.
Trigger, Roy Rogers' great steed. Of course, they're all gone now. Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, his missus, and Trigger. And there was the Roy Rogers, Dale Evans Museum just outside Los Angeles. Can't remember where. Somebody listening was San Bernardino or somewhere. And they got their kind of own Wonderland Museum. You know, like they all do. You know, after Disneyland, even Dolly Parton has Dollywood.
Yes.
At Nashville or whatever. And what about Conway Twitty? Conway Twitty, the country singer? Yeah. Twitty City?
No.
Yeah, there's
really?
A Twitty City. I've been to Twitty City, Nashville, as well, yeah. Twitty City.
There is something I could say there, but I just...
You thought it was my theme park, didn't you? Yes, I know. Anyway, Roy Rogers had Trigger stuffed. It makes you slightly shudder, but you know, once you get used to the sight... Okie doke, let's move along, because after all, everything is beautiful. Yeah, smile. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, this is the Steridan 3-minute smile song, isn't it, eh? Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
thank you for reminding me.
I was just practicing producing whatever that is.
Yeah. So, put the smile back during this song with Steridan. Everything is beautiful. Okay?
Yes.
God's sake. It's not 9 o'clock yet, is it already? Everything is beautiful. Ray Stevens there on Saga 105.7 FM with Sterident getting your teeth back into life. 7:17. Everything is beautiful. Well, except...
Me. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. We looked at a report saying Midlanders are night people and most of us have problems getting up in the morning. Remember that yesterday?
Yeah, I remember that. We had a little bit of fun
with that.
I remember vaguely through my sleepy haze.
Yes, exactly. We asked if you agree. Yes, you voted nearly 3-1.
Yeah, realistic.
So it's a bigger margin. Yes, realistic though. That was a nice, light, trivial sort of thing. That probably affects people's lives a lot. But something more serious this morning. George Bush's roadmap to peace in the Middle East seems to have hit an appalling traffic jam. Yesterday, 16 people died and more than 70 were injured when a Palestinian suicide bomber struck on a bus in Jerusalem. Israeli forces retaliated almost immediately, killing 6 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip when 2 cars were hit by rockets fired from helicopter gunships. There are reports of more deaths this morning nearby in Gaza. Tony Blair and President Bush have again condemned the violence, but the spiral of killings and hatred just continues, as it has for so many years. Today's question is a gloomy one, then. Do you think there will ever be peace in the Middle East?
Righto. I wonder if your predecessors were asking that question, what, 20, 30, 40, 50
500,
years ago?
Yeah, 500, 2,000 years ago?
Yes. Oh, now you're really getting it in perspective.
Yeah, well, it is really that, isn't it?
I know, it really is.
I know we think back to what it was in 1948 the founding
of Israel.
But really, the
kind of problems...
The hatred has been there.
The kind of tribal problems, inverted commas, go back, as you say, thousands of years.
Yeah.
So thousands of years from now, John, our successors...
We'll be asking probably the same thing. Or will they? Yeah. You know, are you optimistic?
No, they'll have learned. Our successors will have learned to go and do something constructive.
Yes, that's true.
City. Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran, and there we are, it's summertime, and we're deep down and depressed. Well, there we are, it's about summer. Eddie Cochran, 7:20. I've always been, I don't know, people say I appear optimistic, but I've always been a bit pessimistic.
Life don't talk to me about love.
Because I always say that then when things work out not as bad as you feared they were bound to, then it's a bonus. That's the attitude I have to this show. I always think it's going to turn out bad. And just occasionally it doesn't. But then there's this morning. Okay.
Oh dear, you are a downer, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, come on.
You have to. I'm a bit... I'm a maudlin type of person, that is.
Oh yes, is that spelled M-A-G-D or is it
I have
M-A-U?
No idea. Oh yeah, no, I think it's M-A-U, isn't it? M-A-U-D-L-I-N.
As in Mary. No, not Mary.
No.
It's Mary Magdalene.
That's Mary Magdalene. You're thinking of Mungo, Mary and Midge, aren't you, anyway?
No, I'm thinking of something at Oxford or Cambridge. But
oh,
I'm
really?
Not,
well,
I'm
you
busted.
Would. I'm more your Bash Street comprehensive. Righto!
I thought you remind me a little bit of Plug now, in the light.
Plug? Thank you very much. That's the most complimentary you've ever been.
Steve, come over here. There's someone I'd like you to meet. Bill, this is Steve. He's just come up with a brilliant business idea and he's looking for an investor.
Take care for healthcare.
At the right price. Saga 105.7 FM Traffic and Travel with British Airways, flying from Birmingham to over 30 European destinations.
Good morning, I'm Chris Stromington. I've got some news for you this bulletin. If you're travelling on the motorways in Longbridge or in the Maypole area of Birmingham, Saga 105.7 FM Traffic and Travel with British Airways, now booking at BA.com.
Thank you very much indeed. Look what we've got coming up. We've got Elvis, we have the King, in fact King Creole coming up in a bit. We've got Sandy Shaw, another Sandy Shaw. I love me Sandy Shaw. Yeah, that's right. Robbie Williams.
Oh, he's not a king.
No, he might be a... Well, anyway, let's move along. Yeah. We've got Del Shannon. And more immediately, half a minute from now, a bit of a ha-ha-ha with Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi.
Safeway Amazing Petrol Deal ad, take one. Well, I didn't like the way you said has, so take two.
Saga 105.7 FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.